Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nikki Terry, Vice President of Homeownership for Wealth Watchers Incorporated, a HUD-certified and community organization. Wealth Watchers offers free and confidential mortgage checkups to homeowners in our community. All homeowners, regardless of income and past payment history, should contact Wealth Watchers to register and complete an application. A complete application and mortgage checkup includes 1 month of pay stubs or income, 2 months of bank statements, a utility bill, your most recent mortgage statement, and your most recent tax return. Learn about mortgage payment assistance, mortgage modifications, and additional homestead exemptions that you may be eligible for. Contact Wealth Watchers at 904-265-4736. Once again, 904-265-4736. Wealth Watchers, building wealth for future generations.
Well, good afternoon, and we want to welcome everybody to Are You House Ready Florida? Are You House Ready is a resource for first-time homebuyers and owners as they travel on the road to home ownership. We provide information, tips, strategies for buying, selling, or maintaining your dream home. We are the home ownership expert. So I am your producer for the day, but I would love to introduce our host for our Blog Talk Radio show today, Miss Nikki Terry. And before she comes on, I just want to welcome everybody once again. And I do want you to know that during the show, if you have a question or a comment, you can press 1 on your telephone. We'll see you and can acknowledge you and make you a part of the conversation. So once again, welcome to Are You House Ready Florida? And I'd like to welcome our host, or introduce our host, Miss Nikki Terry. Good afternoon, Nikki.
Good afternoon, Jackie, and thank you for that warm welcome. And welcome to our show, Are You House Ready Florida? Today, we're excited about our guest expert panel. We're bringing to you today information in midst the COVID-19 virus. We're very concerned about you, our homeowners and home buyers, as you're waiting on pins and needles for the most accurate information and the most up-to-date information. And today we wanted to share with you the most accurate information that we know from our experts. And today on our expert panel, we have Terrence Brisbane. Terrence Brisbane comes with a wealth of knowledge and experience in the mortgage industry, as he currently holds the role of Vice President of Community Lending and Outreach for BBVA. Terrence is also an ordained minister in our community with a faith-based following for the Church of God in Christ Higher Ground. Our second guest comes with her own list of credentials, and that's Jamila Cheney, who has a vast amount of experience as the residential broker for residential real estate, as well as the owner of North Florida Benefits, which is a healthcare providing organization. So we'll be able to get her vast knowledge as it reaches out into the community in the healthcare sector, as well as her information regarding what's happening in the real estate market. Welcome, both of you.
Great to see you.
As we get started, today's question from the audience comes from Ed Jackson from Birmingham, Alabama. Ed's question for the panel is on, is it time, and we'll post that question to Terrence Brisbane.
That's a great question, and again, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to come on and share with you all. It could be a great time to refinance. Rates are lower than they have been in the past few years. But I tell you, when it comes to looking at should you or should you not, the rule of thumb is that you want to save at least 1%. If you're able to save at least 1 percentage point, if you're able to go from, let's say, a 4.5 to a 3.5, that make it worth the cost of doing a refinance. Other options that you want to look at and different things, you know, is it different term types that you're looking at. We have a lot of people who are refinancing from a 30-year down to a 15-year, and vice versa. We have some people that are refinancing from a 15-year and stretching it to a 30 in order to get additional savings. The bottom line is that you want to make sure that it's a benefit to you. It always has to be a benefit some way to you. The other thing that I tell people a lot of times to look at when it comes to refinance, especially in this day and age and at this particular time, we have a lot of volume that comes in as refinance right now. I think this is the most refinances we've seen at one time in about 20 years. I mean, it's it was like the floodgates opened up for this. And so we have those timings that are a little different than before. Before, we used to be able to guarantee 30 to 45 days on a refinance. Now, days just to handle the volume that we're having. Another caveat to that, now, if you're looking to refinance for the sole purpose, say, for instance, right now you're in a crunch due to this COVID-19, you may be out of work, you may not have something going, well, refinance may not be a thing you want to do right now. You may want to take advantage of some of the resources that your lenders are offering as far as deferments and forbearance programs also. But anyway it goes, just be really thoughtful and mindful about this process. I tell people all the time, do your research, do your homework about it. You're able to shop around now. Shop around, make sure you're getting the best product at the best price and the lowest cost.
Thank you, Terrence. I'm sure that answers the question for many who have been sitting on the fence regarding whether to refinance now, especially with those who are experiencing loss of income, wanting to tap into cash, taking some cash out to set aside because, you know, this is the new normal that's very abnormal. Our second question comes from Joe Jones from Orlando, Florida. Joe wants to know, what's happening in the market regarding selling her home? You know, the Florida case is rising nearly to 1,000 overnight and over 11,000 in the state. Jamila, can you talk to the potential home seller as to what is the path they need to follow in order to sell their home as well as protect their family during that process?
Well, yes, great and peace, and thank you for having us on the show. Right now, what we're doing to help protect both the sellers and the buyers in this market is we have what's called the COVID-19 addendum. And basically what that does is that allows the seller to continue to list their home in this, on the market. And what it does is it says that due to the COVID-19 and to prevent the spread of the virus, the property can still be listed and you can still see the property, you just can't go inside the property. So that's the recommendation of the social distancing. So what it says is due to the recommendation of social distancing to prevent the spread of COVID-19, this property will not be shown per the seller's request. So that protects both the seller as well as the buyer. Now, there are some properties that you can go in and see, and a lot of realtors are putting out things like the Lysol sprays. I've seen gloves and masks. I've seen hand sanitizers at showings, and they have a little sign that says, please make sure you spray wipe down both before as well as leaving. So we're doing everything that we can to protect everyone during this time.
Have you seen, Jamila, a decrease, rise, or pretty much steady the same as far as the selling of property right now during the COVID-19 pandemic?
To be honest, I've seen a rise. We actually just placed two properties on the market to sell. I've seen an increase in showings during this time. I was very shocked, to be honest with you. But people are still wanting to sell, and people are still wanting to buy.
Okay. And, Terrence, I pose that same question to you. Have you seen an increase in applications for purchasing during this particular season of pandemic, so to speak?
Well, I think it's been steady. Ever since the beginning of the year, we had higher than average volumes, and it's just been steady with that pace ever since. And and one thing that we have noticed, though, with a few buyers is that some who were affected income-wise, we've been seeing a few of those fallouts. A lot of the sellers have been more than lenient or gracious to let them back out of the contract without losing their binders or anything like that. So we have seen that. It's just a different course of doing it. We had a few business owners who had businesses in the service industry that were looking to purchase, kind of backed out for right now until they're able to get this thing turned around. So we've seen that, but as far as in just the applications that are coming in, I think we've just had a steady pace. They're still above average, but it's just been steady at that above average rate.
I see. So what we're hearing and what we're seeing from our in our communities and what we're getting from our experts is that life still goes on during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Correct.
People are still trying to move forward financially to reach their financial goals, which is just really a testament to the spirit of Americans and what we do. You know, when we get lemons, we make lemonade. So joined together, I think it's so important that we provide information to the community ongoing and consistently, and that the information that we provide is accurate. And I say this because we want to make sure we're present for you, our listeners, every Saturday at 1:30 to provide updates and information as it becomes available to us that will impact you, your family, and your quality of life. Do we have any callers on the line waiting right now? Our next question comes from Jeremy O'Kane, and Jeremy O'Kane wants to know if the SBA program for small business owners is being offered by BBVA at this time.
Yes, it is. We've actually just upgraded or improved that process. It's pretty much automated now. You can call in, and they will give you the direction. Call in to any of our local branches, or you can use our general 1-800 number, or you can log in online at bbvausa.com, and you can find out all the information that you need about the SBA lending that we're doing during this time. So we are available to do it, and we have a good process to expedite it for you.
Well, that's very important, especially for our small business owners, to have a local resource and access to those funds. I know telephone lines, internet lines, emails have all been saturated and packed with inquiries on how to apply, where to apply, and when to apply. Do you know if there's going to be any future assistance from the bank or agencies who will be assisting small business owners in completing those applications?
Well, for the most part, they kind of streamlined the application process, meaning that a lot of the criteria and a lot of the red tape, so to speak, has been removed so that it's a smoother, easier process, not as cumbersome as it used to be. So I think it's really because, from what I've heard yesterday and the day before with some small business owners and our business bankers, that it's a real easy process that they're doing, and it's not taking long at all.
That's great to hear, and I know it's great for our business owners and listeners.
And we do have support. Because that was a question. There is a support to call in that can help you do the application and do the process.
Thank you, Terrence. And thank you, Jamila, for tuning in with us as well as being our expert panel today for Are You House Ready, Duval. We'll be coming to you again next Saturday with more informative information, more expert panels to highlight and provide you the information that you need and the resources that you want in our community. Once again, thank you for tuning in, and we look forward to seeing you and listening to us again next Saturday. Have a great day. Grace and peace.
You've been listening to Are You House Ready Florida? Blog Talk Radio Show. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends, family, and colleagues that we are on the air live each Saturday at 1:30 p.m. So once again, tune in for Are You House Ready Florida? Blog Talk Radio Show. Have a great day.